This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu will lay foundation stones of three new railway lines at Bangiriposi in Mayurbhanj district of Odisha this morning. The new rail lines coming under the Southeastern Railway will connect key regions in Odisha and are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth and improve living standards in the region. The president, who is on a five-day visit to her home state, Odisha, since Tuesday, will return to Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Swarn Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers, this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad in the evening. The event will felicitate more than 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the cabinet's decision to open 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas, KVs, across the country. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that this is another big decision taken by the government to make school education as accessible as possible. He highlighted that while this step will benefit a large number of students, it will also create many new employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is committed to improving connectivity across the country. In a social media post, he said that the approval of the Rithala-Kundli corridor under the fourth phase of Delhi Metro will make commuting between Delhi and Haryana easier. Yesterday, the cabinet approved the corridor under the Delhi Metro Phase 4 project, which is scheduled to be completed in the next 4 years. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch a 100-day intensified campaign from Panchkula in Haryana to address the challenges of tuberculosis, TB incidents and mortality across the country. Chief Minister of Haryana Nayab Singh and Haryana's Health Minister Aarti Singh Rao will be present at the event. The initiative will be implemented across 347 districts in 33 states and union territories. A three-day special session of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly will be held in Mumbai from today to enable newly elected MLAs to take oath and elect a speaker. The winter session of the state legislature will be held in Nagpur from December the 16th to 21st. Newly elected MLAs will be sworn in today and tomorrow. The speaker's election will be held on Monday, followed by a trust vote of the Devendra Phadnavis-led Mahayuti government. Indian nationals have been advised to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +963 9933 85973 and email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. India has been chosen to chair the 68th session of the Commission on Narcotic Drugs, CND. India's permanent representative to the UN in Vienna, Shambhu Kumaran, officially assumed the chairmanship of CND yesterday. The CND is the principal policy-making body of the United Nations on drug-related matters. This is the first time that India has been named to chair this important UN body. India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $1.51 billion to $658.09 billion in the week ending November the 29th. This marks the first rise in 9 weeks, recovering from a five-month low. In cricket, Australia were 166 for 3 against India on the second day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Adelaide Oval when reports last came in. And the Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup will kick off today in Muscat, Oman, with 10 teams participating in the continental showpiece. The Junior Asia Cup is a qualifying event for the FIH Junior World Cup 2025 in Chile. And that is the end of this news bulletin.